I'm sorry, is that funny? Are you stand-up comic? Is that what you do now?
I will consult the bones.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure.
It's time for the Comedy Bone Podcast, stand-up comedy radio with your host, Brian Monarch. Are you ready?
Oh, is ready.
There are 215 bones in the human body. That's one.
I just got that old-fashioned romantic feeling where I'd do anything to bone her.
This intro is awesome.
Thank you.
There we go. I was trying to fade out, but I was rewinding.
I'm trying to be a DJ over here.
Here we go. Episode 3. We got some awesome people in the house.
My headphones are very hot.
Are they really? Let me turn it down.
Can we turn them down?
Yeah, totally.
Before the blood comes out.
Is that better?
That seems better. Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Crunch and Munch. Crunch and Munch is the tastiest snack on the planet Earth. If I am in need of a snack, that's the first thing I go to in my store. I suggest you go and purchase some. Buttery toffee is the way to go. Don't mess with the caramel shit. Buttery toffee. I can eat a whole family size in about 15 minutes.
I haven't even heard the name Crunch and Munch since maybe I was in eighth grade and I used to sneak it into movie theaters. I know that's not what you want me to say about your sponsor.
Right.
But I didn't know that it was still around.
It's actually quite all right because they're not paying me. I love Crunch and Munch.
I didn't actually think they were.
My question is, if you can eat it the whole family size, what does a family eat?
They need a few boxes. Like if I'm involved in that family. Size? Yeah. If I'm involved in that family, yes. Let me see here. Yeah. Can we move that mic? Because that's blocking you. Yeah. Usually it would be swiveled over towards... There you go.
Pretend you're important.
Just put it in front of... There's the
cat. We got our filler here. We found him on the side of the road.
Yeah. So let's just go through our guests here.
Yeah.
That's Bo Zoon. Did you meet Bo Zoon, the cat?
I'm looking. He's very interesting. See that. Yeah, yeah. I met him. Yeah. He's a way better host than you are.
Thank you
opinion.
Very much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate
he doesn't
that.
Talk that much.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Best
just minds his own business and shuts the F
he's
up.
He's like a lot of comics. He's weird to look at and socially awkward.
Very. There we go. Let's start introducing everybody before our third guest gets here. Sure. We have right here Michael Costa.
Hey, everybody. Hey,
there
thanks.
He is right there.
I didn't know we're on video, which is sweet.
Yeah.
Bang.
Totally.
You've been I'm glad I did my hair. You have a lot of podcasts. You don't have to do your hair.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that shit.
Yeah, but yeah.
So you've been on Comedy Central. You had your own special, Tonight
right.
Show with Jay Leno,
that's right.
Conan, and you have that new Sports Costa Basement show.
I have a new Sports Costa Basement show, which... much like your Crunch and Munch,
right,
comes out of my own pocket, and no one is paying me to promote.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Maybe we could do a Crunch and Munch Sports Costa Basement Comedy Bone. Is that too long of a name?
No, I think it's
I'm sure the domain perfect. Is available.
Yeah, I'm sure dot whatever you want it to be. It's available. Thank you for having
time.
Me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, totally,
I left
man.
At 3:15 to get here on time, so thank you so much. Really
I appreciate
it.
You wow. doing that for us. I was going to ask you something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. About yeah. The new... Is it Funny or Die or is it a YouTube? It's both, right?
It's both. The only way I seem to be able to get any hits on it is Funny or Die. I put stuff on YouTube and it's just... It's fucking instant death. Does that happen to anyone else?
I shared it for you yesterday, actually.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no
thank
problem.
I don't know if
was
I noticed
on, it. It was on the stand-up comedy page. It has like 32,000 people, too, so you probably got some...
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, I actually did notice a little bit of a jump.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. I find YouTube very challenging as far as... unless it's, you know, a cat jumping in a box.
Right.
That's why you got to start every video with a cat jumping
you know
onto
what?
A box.
Or at least say there's a cat in the box, and then you're
just
good.
Name the title, Cat Falls Down Japanese Style.
Yeah.
And then we have thousands. Costa talking about sports.
Sports.
Yeah, and they're like, where's the fuck? Where's the, like, what is that, you just got,
served?
Rickrolled.
Rickrolled.
Oh, okay.
You just got Costa.
Costed. You just got accosted.
You got accosted.
There you go.
There we go, bang. Brainstorm session.
Working.
Good to do it here.
This is a great studio. My God, I'm serious. This is, look at the microphones are mounted.
Yeah, we don't play, man.
This is sweet. This is sweet. Thank you.
The only suggestion I have for your sports.
Oh, please. Yeah, please.
Give it to him.
Lapel mic wire inside the shirt.
You want it under the shirt?
Yeah.
You don't want to see this. You
keep
don't
noticing the wire just hanging there.
Yeah. Well, we kind of thought.
Oh, it was intentional.
It was definitely intentional.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
You add some flair to it.
We didn't know. We could talk about this for 20 minutes because that's what Sam Volin and I, the guy who do this show together, and you can watch it at youtube.com/ Sports Costa Basement or Funny or Die / Michael Costa. We think when you show the mic cord and the mic on there, it's kind of like, hey, this is silly, and we know
we're
it's silly,
real
and we're
see.
Real. Yeah, as opposed to like,
I'm really in my basement.
I'm really, yeah, like yeah. We want it, we kind of want the vibe to be, we're fucking around too, so don't take this too seriously. Cause look, I don't know if you know any like true sports fans. You can't, like, I'm not a sports expert, but I'm enjoying this show talking about sports. Once you pretend like you're an expert, they fucking hate you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They hate you.
The real experts.
This guy doesn't know shit. I can't believe he called that guy a shooting guard when he's really an off forward. I don't even know. So we were like, let's make it goofy so then people don't take this thing seriously.
Do you have a favorite sport? I'm not into it too much.
I'm a tennis guy.
I like UFC. Oh, yeah, you played tennis.
I played tennis.
900th or something.
I was, yeah, 700, but whatever. Who's counting? Brian's wearing a UFC hat. What does that mean?
The Ultimate Fighting Champion.
No, I know what UFC means, but that you're wearing the hat.
It means I watch it.
Like,
that's
like
me
wearing a hat that just says tennis on it. Isn't that the same thing?
I guess. It's less commercial, though, that sport, you know?
UFC is the sport, or that's the governing
it's the brand.
Body?
MMA is the sport. Mixed martial arts.
Okay,
there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It came from Brazil, right?
The jiu-jitsu part of it did.
Rio de Janeiro, dancers, crazy people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyways, let's move on to the couch.
Yeah, I'm hogging. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
hogging. Let's introduce our next guest. We have Piot in the house. This guy,
Piot.
I am actually really excited to have him here. Let's move over to here.
Just want to let you know, yes. In about 5 minutes, I'll be taking my annual moment of silence.
Oh, perfect. So we better get all these impressions out of the way.
6 months, yeah. And then I'm not going to talk anymore.
He, let me tell you how I found Piot.
Yeah.
I don't think you even know how I found you.
Okay, just tell me.
How do you think I found you?
I think you were looking for a YouTube video of
yes.
John Lovitz or
you have
something.
Good memory, dude. I was looking for, I do this when I used to perform at Lovitz, I would start with a Lovitz impression, so I was looking for other people that did Lovitz impression. So anyways, I looked it up and then I found this guy's video and then it said that's nothing compared to Piot in the comments.
Oh my
so
god.
I was, like,
was that cool. Your other alternate yeah. account that you
Yeah, I just go and I troll everybody. Yeah, that doesn't sound.
So I was like, "Oh, let's type in Piot." So I type it in. And
it's a made-up word.
Yeah, I was like, "What? Who the hell is Piot?"
Great stage
Of course,
name.
At that point, I called you Piotr, because your name ends with an R.
Trey.
Yeah. So I pulled it up. This guy has a demo reel on there. I literally watched it for the whole, like, I don't know, what is it, 7 or 8 minutes?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something like that.
And I literally, the first 2 minutes, I was like, he's lip-syncing. These are the real voices. Like, that's
no
how fucking good this dude is.
Well,
like,
that's
I was
the
like,
thing, is, like, a lot of kids who do impressions, some of them do that, and they also just do the catchphrase.
Right.
So it's like they don't know how to improvise or something. So like I initially started doing these videos because I got sick of these kids who would do voice impressions.
Just the easiest.
Like Homer. Right. Do what the and then you'd be like it'd be just like 100 impressions of do Marge.
Right.
And then
that's like
you
me.
Have to sustain right. Well it's hard.
I could do Donald Duck, but I could only say That's it. I've tried to say other things and I can't say anything else.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. And so I tried to sustain like an impression for more than 2 minutes, you know, and then I got attention and then you saw the demo reel and then did you contact me on
I don't think I even had the ability to contact you. I think you happened to join SoCal Stand-Up, which is the site I book all my shows through.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
maybe
you,
that was
and that. Then I was like,
I know
holy
you.
Shit, this is the dude that I fucking saw on the YouTube, and
yeah,
he's
yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah,
how it
yeah.
went down.
And is that in the impression, in the impression world, if there is a world?
There is.
The good impressionists don't just do the catchphrase. They do the fucking whole thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
gotta,
a good, like.
Yeah,
like
you keep going, because like a lot of impressionists, you know, they go on radio shows and do prank calls, and you got to impersonate the person.
Yeah.
You know, Donald Trump and that sort of thing. And that was always thing. But no, I like your impression of John Lovitz when I saw it at
Thanks.
The Lovitz Club. I was like, that was good.
I could do like one line just like you
John
were saying.
John Lovitz, yeah.
He's a...
Yeah, that's the ticket. That's Tommy Flanagan from Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
How many voices do you have? Do you have them all written down somewhere, like in
See,
a computer database?
Yeah, right. That's right. The problem. I have it on my phone because I do so many, I forget. And then, like, when I go meet an agent or something, I just met with Gersh, and they're like, so who do you do? And I'm like, I don't know. I totally forget. So I've got to, like, go through. I wrote a list, and... I have at least a solid 100,
mm-hmm.
but it can scope out to like 200 and that sort of thing. And then, like, to me, that's normal. Like, yeah, 100, whatever. And they're like, that's a lot.
Yeah. Do they, when you take an agent meeting or manager meeting, do they ask you to do impressions? I mean,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of annoying, isn't it? Because they don't really ask you to stand up.
Yeah,
when
I first came, it was super annoying. I met with VH1 and I gave them a list of the impressions I did because they're like,
"Oh, we consider you for our show. It's going to be amazing. Who can you do? Oh, we're seeing this list. Oh, it says Alec Baldwin on here."
And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Do it." I'm like, "Oh, Alec." God. So I was so nervous. I was just like, "I can't." I'm like, "Alec Baldwin." And she's like, so unimpressed. But it was because it was like on the spot.
Right.
I was totally casual meeting. It was like, I wasn't ready, and for me to get in the zone.
Yeah, and they feel very comfortable asking you to do that. And that's
yeah,
hard,
and
I
she's
guess.
It's just like that power trip, like, ha, he couldn't do it.
Yeah. I got him. I got him.
I wish my dad was here to see you, actually. He's alive, by the way.
He can watch this podcast, comedybone.com.
He used to love watching Rich Little. Is he still, like, doing...
Yeah, the thing with Rich Little now, it's sad, but, it happens is because the older you get, your voice changes, and so does your
mm-hmm.
energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you keep doing the character, like, I find if I keep doing the character over and over again, but don't go back to the source...
Right.
You develop a different character.
Sounds like my jokes. They start not working. You ever?
Very familiar with you, Ryan. Like, thank you.
Doing John Lovitz, like, yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah, it's John Lovitz. And like, that doesn't sound like John Lovitz at all because you get it in
right.
your head.
Yeah.
And you're not listening right. on the earphones or whatever and focusing yeah. and studying. So what I do is like, I'll watch, I'll listen, I'll compare, and I'll keep challenging myself. And like, for example, I just did, someone was asking me if I could do Christopher Lloyd for a Lego game. And I was like, oh, cool. They're doing a Doc Brown from Back to the Future. So I'm like, all right. So I sent him a reel. So I'm like, great Scott, Marty, get on the train. We got to hurry up. These Legos are coming. They're going to destroy us all. And then so then they sent it back. They're like, that was amazing. We're so impressed, but he's really old.
Right.
Listen to the original one. And I'm like, oh my God, I matched up to his current age. And then I listened to the original one. I was like, he's 40 years old when he's doing it. Like,
yeah, right. So when they said he's old, you meant he was old. He's old now. Or
right.
no,
well,
you,
no,
your
I,
impression
my,
was old.
My impression,
got
I
it.
Added too much
age.
Authenticity to the voice. So I'm like, oh, yeah, so I got to bring it to what he originally sounded like in the movie, which is like, Marty, great Scott, we got to find a way to get out of here. But with me, I find it more fun adding more of the grizzly effect.
Like, right.
Great Scott.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen your videos with, and you've done him a couple times, and I've always enjoyed that one, and you do add the grit to it.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people respond to that one the most, and then that's the thing, is like, you'll do impressions that people respond to the most that's just like ridiculous.
Right.
Like Austin Powers. I'm like, come on. Everybody can do that. That's so stupid.
I can't do it.
Come on, baby. Everybody can do Austin Powers.
It's like, you're not going to go on a stand-up show and do Austin Powers because it's like, what the fuck is
right.
that? It's so stupid. But the thing about Austin Powers is Austin Powers led to another impression. I was in the shower and sometimes
yep.
impressions, yeah, you know how it hits.
I've had
it.
That
yeah,
impression
yeah,
too
cool.
in the shower.
And you're just like, oh boy. And so I was talking, I would talk to myself a lot. And in the shower, I liked it because the acoustics were really good.
Sure.
Right.
So the water would be, or I'd shut the water off and I'd get like some voice in my head. This was before I had a microphone. And I was like, you, yeah, baby, very shagadelic. Oh, yeah. And then I'm like, that kind of sounded like Steve Buscemi there. I'm like, get rid of the British accent.
And that's right, folks. Steve Buscemi is really just Austin Powers without the British accent. That's a trick for you kids to learn. Go ahead. Try your sneaky little Austin Powers impression. Get rid of that stupid British
that's
accent.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, that's
so good.
That's what it's all about, man.
The shower is an interesting place for comics or anyone who's a performer because you're in this world, you're isolated, the acoustics are good. For some reason, the water kind of gets you, I don't know, free or something.
It relaxes
you. There's no stress
you.
In there.
Yeah.
There's no outside. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But it's also kind of like a safety blanket because like no one can hear or see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can
like
screw up a few times.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
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 But it's also, yeah. I mean, like my brother and I, we would... We used to live near the swimming pool. We'd go to the swimming pool all the time, and we'd make short films and animations and stuff. And then we would go to the swimming pool, like, let's go exercise, you know? This will be cool. And we would just end up just, like, lounging around the pool because we got all these ideas would just sprout to our head just sitting in water.
Right.
Which is
weird.
Like,
we'd get
is
all
that
these...
because we're like, we as babies, were in, isn't it water in there? What is
I think
it?
There
what's
is.
In there?
So, like, do we revert to that more
yeah,
like that
embryonic
state of, yeah.
What is in there? Does anyone know? Can we?
I got the internet right here.
I mean, you don't need to get on the internet. Let's do it the old-fashioned way. Let's make something up.
Some water.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That is interesting. I mean, I don't know what you're in, but it's safe. Maybe the water has to do that.
Yeah.
So you don't use any... Whenever you do an impression, like even like Schmeagle or something like that, you don't have to use like a computer to help you ever, right? Or is there sometimes when it does help to have something like change your tone?
I'm trying to think of one that I've done. I notice sometimes if I'm doing an actual job,
right,
like a voiceover job,
mm-hmm,
where I send them the finished tape, then I'll modify maybe the pitch slightly.
Right.
But not too much, because
it's gotta be real.
Yeah, because if you adjust it too much, you can tell that's fake.
Right.
So like if I do Vincent Price, of course, sometimes when you record it and it sounds, it is a bit low, it's Vincent Price. And, so like I would modulate it slightly for a client, you know, that sort of thing. But what if I do it on stage or whatever, you know, you can't hide anything.
Yeah.
And I don't have any. I use effects maybe to like add an echo or
right. You know, some reverb sort of or something.
Yeah, for fun. But no, I don't usually.
Can you do Schmeagle?
Schmeagle doesn't like Smeagol's excited.
Nice. Yes. You should mention Comedy Bone with all your impressions, so I can use them
every
later.
Time.
www.comedybone.com.
Was that your impression of Schmeagle?
Great
it
Scott! About
as close as I'll get. Yeah.
This is a terrible impression of Schmeagle.
Great Scott, Brian, you need to let more people know about www.comedybone.com.
There it is.
There it is.
Audio.
We'll be snatching that up later.
Please.
So you're doing voiceovers more than stand up now.
Well, I've been doing improv more than stand up now.
Okay.
Because I would do stand-up. I was basically thrown in because I would do impressions, and then I got a lot of suggestions. People like, you know, managers and stuff like, you got to get out there, kid. You got to roll with the boys. And I'm like, okay. So I was struggling because I didn't have a sense of writing comedy. So it's like you go to open mics, it's so depressing. And then you see shit comics, and you think they're good because they're up there, and you're sweating. You're like, wow, this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's funny. And then I go, my God, this is horrible. And so for a long time, I struggled trying to find like a bit. And I didn't want to be the impression guy who'd be like,
yeah.
Right.
Ronald Reagan. And then, you know, you turn,
not
the,
always,
the turnaround guy. Like, I hated that.
I always
that's
find,
Rich Little's style. I mean, you know, he's
turns
great. Around. He totally
right.
changed
but
business.
I always find the trouble with impressionists as a comedy fan is it may be completely spot on, dead on.
But it's not funny.
But that doesn't make you laugh.
Right.
It makes you go, holy shit, that's a fucking great impression.
It's impressive.
But how is that
right.
translate
how's
to
that?
A live performance? And that's always the challenge.
And I feel that too, because I would feel for the comics because I want it to be funny.
Sure.
And I didn't want to go on stage and have the, you know, because I'm like, you know, you see a comic on stage, like, oh my God, Mike Costa, I wish he was my friend. I better,
take it easy with that.
And then, so I would do the show, and then after I'd come off stage, people in the audience were like, wow, that was really great voices, man. I'm like, they didn't say it was funny, though.
But that's,
and that would,
that's
that,
the
that
hard
deterred
part, yeah.
me away. So then I said, all right, I need improv classes so I can, like, just get more of the rhythm of, you know, comedic timing and get in there and more character based. So now I'm getting back more into stand up and that sort of thing. But I still have enough experience that I can just go up on stage and have fun if I want to. But I want that more solid, like, foundation, you know,
right.
instead of just being thrown in and continue on. Because I even got offers from America's Got Talent. Like, you want to be on our show?
Right.
And I was like, not right now.
We'll pay you $100 and you can work for us for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't want to go on the show and then do a shit job when you're like, fuck, I just, three more weeks and I could have written something better, you know?
Right.
Like, I want to go up there when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, like Melissa Villaseñor is a friend of mine. She went on the show and she did great.
Yeah.
You know, and she boosted up and now she's getting all this attention. But then part of that could be the problem because people expect stuff from you.
Right.
It's a really interesting topic. I mean,
because like you were on TV, why aren't you good on stage? Like, because I'm working stuff out.
Or you were on TV. We just booked you for an hour at
right,
this comedy club,
minutes.
And you go, I don't have an hour. I have 7 minutes. And then now you go to there because it's good money, and then maybe you don't. I don't know. It's the reality TV stuff, and I'm not going to sit here and complain about reality TV like everyone does, but it throws people in front of the spotlight well before
Yeah.
Maybe they're ready. And as performers, you can't exactly go, no, thank you to that opportunity, because you don't know when you're going to get another opportunity. Yeah. You have no clue.
Melissa was mentioning last week that she's doing 45-minute sets across the country now, and she's struggling in some places.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to give it up. She's doing it.
Yeah, for sure. And she has to capitalize on the opportunity where, hey, I was making no money for whatever amount of years, right. And now I'm getting money,
right.
And this is going to run out eventually, so yeah. you have to do it.
She's working. Right.
Yeah. And the thing is doing her thing.
The hardest thing is you got to work twice as hard, four times as hard.
And what?
Because you got to, no, you're right, you got to make it better than you are, and you got to keep improving, because if you just ride the wave is going to go down.
For sure.
You got to catch the next one.
Yeah.
But really, as we're talking about Melissa, what a bitch. You know what I mean? I mean, one of the worst people in show business.
I saw
business.
The stain she left
yeah,
here.
She is
like,
just difficult
actually,
to speak
yeah.
with.
Oh, wow.
I'm being very sarcastic. She's one of the nicest people
she's
I've ever met.
But of course, that's the audio clip that Huffington yeah. Post is going to call up. Mike Costa calls Melissa Villaseñor sweet girl.
I would
bitch.
Love it if the Huffington Post had anything to do with this podcast. I'm
Me
pretty
too.
Sure they
I'd
don't.
Be like, yeah. Yeah, he did say that, and he was serious as hell. This is the only clip I have left.
We're having a recap.
Fine. Fine with me.
Do you do any impressions at all?
I can
Have you ever
do,
tried?
No, I, I'm not a voices guy.
Right.
You know, the closest thing I do is if I'm doing a back and forth conversation, I'll stand to the left if I'm talking to my brother, and then I
right.
stand to the right as I'm answering. That's,
right.
That's the closest I get to
do a little shift.
Letting the audience know that this is a conversation.
Little angle shift, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't do. And I envy those people that can do that, and I envy those people that can play an instrument. I just don't have those skills.
Right.
It's weird because, like, the reason I got into impressions and voices is because I hated my own voice.
Sure. Well, you have a terrible voice.
Yeah, I know. It's
I'm
horrible.
Just kidding. You have a great
well,
voice.
Well, now it's modulated.
And thanks, Brian, for that effect. And
stop fucking with him, Brian.
I know.
And so, like, I would see comics who'd... I envy comics and characters on stage who are just being themselves.
Yeah.
And they're so unique just saying whatever, you know? And
well,
then you realize that they are sometimes playing a character. Stephen Wright, of course, is playing a character on stage.
But that's not, I mean, he's not
from
Mr.
It.
Gregarious
yeah,
off stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I always think it's the good comics, it's an extension
yeah.
of their personality.
Right.
And, you just brought up a great point. It's like you didn't like the sound of your own voice. My act is a self-absorbed narcissist. I didn't do voices because I love the sound of my voice.
I love your act. I really do. Like,
thank you, Brian.
I'm
but
similar
it's
style, and it's not, you know, yeah. I look up to you because you
you
do it right, and I love watching you do it.
That wasn't what I was fishing for, but thank you.
I know you weren't.
But it's in my opinion, the comics, it's so true. It's like, oh, my God, that person is they just get to be themselves up there. And then you get to know them, and you're like, oh, they're actually not exactly like that, but
right.
but they've tapped into who they are.
There's some elements of truth there.
Yeah. But if you truly hate your voice, you're doing impressions, that's who you really are, which is fantastic.
Well, no, I've learned to love my voice because I have a good fake that radio voice. I did university radio for about a...
Where?
I lived in Hawaii, so university radio.
Sweet.
So it was like... I think -5 listeners, like
sure.
actually, like it would suck it out.
Which actually means 5 people died while they listened
every time. And then I would just create the, you know, because you'd naturally get in front of the microphone
sure.
and you'd have this radio voice, which would sound so cool. And I would never have a wingman, and it was just a boring show. I still know nothing about music. I just, whatever someone hands me, I'll listen. Like, okay, that's cool. I guess that's good music.
Yeah.
And then, so at the radio show, I just grab random CDs and people would like chat and be like, this sucks. I'm dying now. And then, so I would like, okay, what can I do to spring it up? So I would like
right.
have conversations with myself. So I'd like call in as obscure impressions. I'm like, I love Peter Falk.
Right.
And, like, you know, kids in university, who the fuck is Peter Falk?
That's what I just thought, actually.
You know?
A lot of your guys are older.
Yeah, because I'm attracted to voices that sound amazing.
Right.
You know, like Ian McKellen, Gandalf the Grey.
Right.
Frodo Beckons of the Shire. Run! And then, like, Peter Falk, of course, this amazing old guy. Oh, friggin'
oh,
old
sure.
wolf,
okay.
of course. So I'd have these call-ins about... Hey, I'm going down on the beach here. I hear you talking about the you're playing the Kooks. Is that who's playing there? The Kooks? Why are you playing the Kooks? These guys suck.
That sounds like an awesome radio show. I would love
totally.
It if all these celebrities called in.
I
you
got
know,
so,
celebrities, quote
I got
unquote.
So angry because I recorded at least 25 shows
mm-hmm.
within the because it was once a week, and recorded all on the hard drive, and I came back and they erased everything.
Oh, they're idiots.
God. And I was like, oh, fuck. I could have made a demo reel.
For sure you could have.
And so, like, you know, it was horrible. So now I'm just like, you know.
There's some like podcast. Super amateur impressionist in Hawaii who was so fucking jealous of you. He snuck in there and erased the entire hard drive.
Format.
Yeah.
Format erase.
So I wanted to hit you up real quick, Mike, about like the TV shows you've done. Like, I hear from comics all the time, like, oh yeah, they cut my set down. They changed this. They wouldn't let me do this joke that I've done a million times, and they changed it to that. Like, how much do they mess with your act when you do that?
I think Vince is at the door. I don't know if we're supposed to. I didn't know.
I told him to come in when he gets here.
Okay, well then, maybe not. Maybe I just maybe there's someone just
you should go check it out.
Doesn't matter.
Welcome to the abode.
You know, the only thing that they ever edit is. Comedy Central edits your half hour.
Right.
But the late night stuff, they do not edit. I mean...
Do they tell you, like, that joke's too... Obviously, there's sort of...
Yeah, the process of getting on it is for me, has been very, very long. I mean, from when I was told yes to The Tonight Show to when we actually shot was about 14 months.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I don't think it's that way with everyone because what ended up happening was... that was right. My first Tonight Show was right during all the Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno stuff. Mm. So there was like, I was approved and then everything flipped around and then everyone hated Jay Leno. And then, you know, and then, so that may have been longer, but, you send them a tape. They go, yes, we like it like this, or we don't like this joke. Then you guys resend them another tape. And you know, everyone knows getting like a 5-minute tape that's good that you can send it isn't easy. It's not like, people always go, well, just switch that order and then resend it in.
Right.
And I'm like, well, where am I going to tape it? I'm at a coffee shop Tuesday. Thursday, I'm at a Bringer bar show, which no one's going to come up to. I mean, and you can't send The Tonight Show a shit set with six people who are comics that aren't laughing. Like, you know, so.
Because they've actually heard you before.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, the secret weapon is Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club. Tapes all your sets, and it's a great space, and it's a great audio, and I'm lucky enough to be in there, and I can use them. But if you don't have that kind of place to tape, it's really difficult. So anyways, to answer your question, the TV shows never edit, but Comedy Central edits everything, and you have no say. At least I didn't.
Right. What about ahead of time before you get on the Tonight Show? Are they saying, that joke's too dirty, you gotta take that out? Like,
ahead of time, they approve an exact set, word for word.
Ah.
So you don't... I guess you could, in theory, go up and do a brand new bit on there or a bit that they didn't approve. But unless you're, you know, on your 40th appearance, they're not exactly going to appreciate that.
I've heard that they took somebody, I forget who it was, like, I forget his name right now. He was done on my show, but he had a set and they never aired it somehow. I don't know how that's possible.
I know, like, Ferguson tapes two or three at a time and then kind of airs them whenever.
And Craig Ferguson isn't even there.
He's not even there,
I'm going to go backstage. And...
geared up for everything.
I've heard that about Ferguson.
I'm not kidding. I am not watching this shite comedian.
I mean, Leno was really cool when he came up to me. He was like, look, you're going to do great. It's going to be a fun audience. They're going to love you.
Can you say that for him? I know he does, Jay Leno.
I'm sure he does. Everyone does. Go ahead. Yeah.
You're going to do great, kid. You're going to do a fantastic, swell job.
That was Johnny.
What?
I keep getting those two
Jay
mix.
Leno. That's okay. That's okay.
Tonight Show. You're going to do great, kid. You're going to just get on the show and trick is to make them laugh.
That's the trick.
That's the trick. But they don't edit at all. I mean,
make them laugh.
If I tripped walking out there, I'm pretty sure they would redo it.
Right.
But they don't. I mean, I stumbled on a couple lines and they don't exactly go like, hey, do that again. Which is also, I like that. And as comics, this is supposed to be real.
I have a friend who's like, how do they get all these comics and audience members and people to come at such a late hour?
Oh my God, just like, that friend's an idiot.
I realize they film like at, what, like 3?
I mean, 4:30, and that's the other thing.
Sometimes, don't they show like back to back? Like sometimes they'll do a couple episodes, right?
I know Letterman shoots 2 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, and you can always kind of tell what they are, especially if they air the second one later in the week, because it's like not, the monologue isn't that topical.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like they can't exactly do. But the other thing that's interesting about late night is your audience, it's 5 p.m. and they're tourists And they've been waiting in line since 11 a.m. Like, yeah. You're not always up against the best crowd.
Right.
You know, like, they're kind of pissed or they don't know who you are. And they thought Demi Moore was on, but she's not. And now it's like, so it's sometimes doing comedy in the middle of the day, bright lights, you can see everything. It's sometimes very difficult.
They scooped me up at Venice Beach once. Like, you want to go check out the Tonight Show tonight?
No way. Yeah, that's funny.
Like, all right, let's go down there. And yeah. So then we got in. It was pretty. Like,
and so how did that? I'm always. How did that work from the audience standpoint? Like, what time did you get there? And you're waiting
this
around.
This was years ago. I don't remember. I mean, I think it was like what you were saying. I thought it was 3:30 or something like that.
Were you doing stand up at the time?
No.
Okay. Like, this is. You wouldn't do that now. You wouldn't go to sit in the audience.
Probably
now.
Not.
Yeah, probably.
And then they have the warm up comic who's usually I was on the Game Show Network. That was one of my first gigs when I was here.
Right.
Was I came and my manager's like, oh, we'll get you a quick cash. Why don't you come on this Game Show Network?
Sure.
Like, okay. So I go, and they have the whole audience being pumped up by some comedian, you know, to keep them riled up. And I didn't realize how fake the game show was.
Interesting.
It was so fake. All the game show contestants were improv actors who were who were cast. And then they brought me on to do impressions in it was like a lightning round, and to get those extra points, they had to guess which impressions I was doing.
Right.
I had
Is that the Saturday Night Show? Like it was called
yeah,
it was
Big
like,
Saturday Night.
I saw that on YouTube.
He recorded it
and, off of the TV. Like you were aiming the camera at the TV.
I love
right?
those. I love those. You can watch like blockbuster movies on YouTube that way.
And then Keenan.
Not that I've done that.
Keenan Michael Key was on there and. He was like over the top, like, wow, hey, everybody, the world's greatest impressionist is right here.
Yeah.
As soon as the cameras went down, he's like, exactly the same. He's like, all right, I'm going to the break room.
That's called, I hate my life.
That's called cocaine, right?
Like, wow. Bizarre.
Yeah, I know, friends. You watch people's, it's so funny with social media now. You kind of can get behind the scenes. Friends will be like, just was a contestant on this game show, and they'll post it on Facebook, and you're like, you know, 10 years ago, you didn't realize that. And this person is like came to LA to be an actor.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and now they're a contestant on the game show.
What happened to like Grandma Susie getting on and win that $50?
Yeah. And it doesn't happen.
And that was the sick thing. I got angry. I was like, they should have real contestants because those little grandmothers in Arkansas are like, come on, Steven, you can win it. Spin it one more time.
Right.
And you're like, oh, God, they're cheering for an actor.
And they always mention in the title card the person, the place the person's from, not where they live, because everyone lives in Los Angeles. They're not going to fly in some chick from Little Rock.
Of course.
But when you're like, you know, oh, you've lived here for 16 years, but where were you born? Little Rock. Susie is from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Kind of like Disneyland where it says where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was I going to hit you up about, Michael? Australia. You just got back from Australia.
I just got back from Australia. I was there for 4 weeks.
How many gigs did you do in those 4 weeks?
I did, so it's like 30 days. I think it was 21 shows. And that sounds like a lot of shows, but we ended up having two cancel because, like, the club, I don't know what happened. Every show is so fun in Australia.
Really?
They love comedy. They love the character that I play. They're
nice.
Just like sometimes American audiences take it too seriously. Like this guy's full of himself.
Yeah.
Whereas like the English style of humor, like they get that this is a joke.
Nice.
So, but the 8 days, 9 days you're not performing kind of suck.
Nothing to do in Australia?
I mean, there's a lot to do in Australia, but I was there the year prior. So I went to the opera house then.
Right.
I went to the zoo and got a picture holding an emu that almost pecked my fucking face off. And then you're in Australia for 8 days, and you're like, I am not working. I'm in this country by myself.
Right.
Should I get blackout drunk?
I guess I should.
Yes, like I don't know, you know, to hear. And you know what's really cool though about Australian comics? I found the same with Canadian comics. There isn't this level of competitiveness that we have here, both in New York and
it's the same
LA.
Way in England. Yeah,
it's the same way. And they're like, I mean, I'm over at their house having dinner. I'm meeting their wives. Like, it's very communal. It's very cool.
Right.
It's really very cool. That being said, they're all a bunch of lazy pieces of shit.
And they have accents.
And they have funny accents. And they,
hi, man, you should come out back to our house. We're gonna have a barbecue. We're gonna be roasting up some corgettes.
Very, very good people there. Beer is very expensive. I mean,
really?
A pint of beer in Australia is
maybe that's how they
$9 to $10 Australian
dollars.
I've heard street drugs are like crazy expensive because it's a fucking giant island. Well funded and well policed.
Yeah.
So like, how do you get anything there? Do you know what I mean?
Go to New Zealand. That's where everything is.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun, and
Pizza Jixon's waiting for you.
it's pretty cool. They're really good people. I mean, they just it's just far, man.
Nice.
It's fucking far.
And you don't
you leave Monday and you show up Wednesday. We leave Monday and you land Wednesday.
When did you go? Because it's like opposite seasons.
It's opposite,
right? So if you leave in summer, it's like it's winter.
I was in January here, and I went, and it was their summer, but they had a shitty summer. But the other year, I switched around. It's just weird, man. It's so different, and I don't mean weird negative. I should use the word different,
right?
Not weird, different. You know, I went to an Aussie rules football game. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Soccer.
It's not soccer. It's rugby, but soccer, but basketball, because you can dribble the thing.
What?
And everyone's white. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing ever. Every athlete is white, and there's like one black guy, and you know, he even like it's just hilarious. Like it's so there's 22 million people in the country.
We know they're good. They know they're good. They just stay on the sideline.
So I know there's not much money to be made in LA usually at the club. So you've
paid me. You know how much money there is to be made in LA.
Then I know you are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
$14.
I got paid $13 last night. I was at the Improv on a Saturday night. It was an 8 p.m. show.
Uh-huh.
People who are listening around the United States who go, I just want to move to LA if I want to perform at the Improv. I did a set. It was 10 minutes. It went well. I got paid
$13.
$13. And I want people to realize that.
But if you multiply that,
yeah, that's
by
like
six,
$52 an hour.
That's pretty good pay.
That's right. I only did 10 minutes. Right, right.
It's like a six-hour show.
You don't make money in L.A.
Of course.
Doing live shows. You make money doing voiceover. You make money doing hosting a TV show, acting. But
Do you do the road a lot? Like besides like out of the country? Like do you do comedy clubs across the country?
Yes.
And that's good.
That's how I make. It's inevitable.
You've got to pursue it. Like a lot of comedians will come out here and be like, I'm going to make it, man. And then they fail miserably because they don't pursue acting in addition to comedy. Like, I'm not an actor. I don't do that. But you can get little acting jobs where you're not really acting. You can just be yourself.
You've got to do other shit.
Yeah, because you have to pay for it. Otherwise, you're going to work at a shoe store.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I know actually a lot of comics who work at shoe stores. And let me tell you what, no one fits you funnier. you gotta do everything. You know, you gotta be a comic, you gotta do podcasting, you gotta blog, I think. I don't know, until something sticks.
Yeah. Wait, we're getting paid for this?
We are
totally.
Getting paid for this.
I got pizza, I got beer.
Brian doesn't realize how many beers I'm gonna take with me.
Yeah. Put them in your pockets.
I need six more just to drive home from this godforsaken city I've drove to.
You love it.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that your car is powered by Blue Moon? Great Scott. I should have thought of that. The flux capacitor. Whatever.
So I was going to ask you something else. Maybe this is a good time for that. Hold on. Let me pull up this.
You do what you got to do.
And now it's time for the Chucklefucker Corner. Shoo-be-doo-doo-wah. Yeah.
Chucklefuckers, tell me all about it, Costa. I know you get them. Don't even start. Chicks. Are you in a girlfriend? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Right
yes. Oh, chicks who want to fuck you? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it.
How long have you been in a relationship?
Is this a relationship podcast?
I'm asking.
Decent amount of time.
Do you love your girl?
There's plenty of girls who want to fuck after comedy shows. They are usually not attractive.
Not attractive.
They usually are the ones who go to the comedy club every like certain day. So that means that like the
waiting
girl
for the one.
Yeah, no,
that's what they do.
The girl who shows up Thursday at the Funny Bone in St. Louis, who's like, hey, text me, we'll go out. Guess how many other comics' dicks have been inside her? Everyone that you know. So like, you know, if you want to go bang a chuckle fucker, that's fine. Just look through your cell phone at all the other male comic friends and go, there's a good chance that this also went down.
Do any of these guys have STDs?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's super like, I don't know. I haven't experienced hot comedy groupies. I mean,
You're on the road a lot. It's probably not as many out there, are there?
I mean, they're not hot. I mean, I guess I'm
picky.
There's
hot chicks in L.A.
There's hot chicks in L.A., but they don't fuck you because you're not, like, because you do a podcast out of your living room in Granada Hills. They fuck hot people that are – L.A.'s tough as a guy because there's always some other guy who's way more successful than you are.
Right.
But I don't find there's a lot. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask. I don't know.
Yeah, you have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
Piot.
Know.
I got a girlfriend, too.
You should screen us before you do.
You should definitely screen us.
Hey, any of you guys?
I think he just wanted to press his chuckle fucker.
Yeah, that's a new sound that I just added
this week.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
Thank you. I got to get some girls to actually sing it. That was my voice raised.
Oh, really? We couldn't tell.
That was not very attractive.
Fuck both of you.
You can, here's the other thing real quick about chuckle fuckers, and this is where I found early in my career when I was single. It takes effort, obviously. So I would be in Indianapolis and some girls would go, hey, we're partying over here. We think you're cute, whatever.
Right.
You're staying at the Staybridge Suites across the street from the bar / club.
Right.
They're 22 minutes away. Mm-hmm. You don't have a car. So now you've got to go with them, okay?
Logistically, it's hard.
So now you're within the car with them. You got your fucking merch bag, because I sell t-shirts. Now I'm driving to the west side of Indianapolis.
Got your mail bag.
With basically two stranger chicks. They could be fucking meth heads. They could also be totally cool, and they want to have a threesome.
Right.
And that's your problem, is that, I mean, I've been in Indianapolis at a party, and I'm like, this is going to go down, it's going to happen, and then someone's fucking boyfriend shows up. And now you're the guy like, is there a local taxi number? It's not as simple as it should be.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's not. I always ask because I honestly feel it's less prevalent than a lot of people think it is.
Like everybody thinks you're just not dicks. Sorry. Pussies. You just got your dick out and there's just girls just sucking your dick in between shows.
Yeah.
And
that's as soon as you get off, after your set, it's your after set dick suck and then you move on to the next place.
After set dick suck.
Yeah. So,
after the show, you know. You gotta like do shit. You gotta rap. I'm selling merchandise. I give out email cards, so I gotta grab all the email. I mean, you know, if it's like a job, you gotta.
What do your t-shirts say on them?
It just depends where I go. I sell different shirts for different places.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What
is your Australia?
Omaha.
In Omaha. I haven't performed in Omaha, but.
What would you have in Omaha?
It would probably say something like, I would find out if there's like a, I pander to them. So if there's like something that there's a rival of, or if it's during basketball, Oklahoma City, which by the way, you booked us, realize at the finals of the U.S. Open golf.
Father's Day.
And the Heat are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder right now.
And they're probably rerunning the L.A. Kings win right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the WNBA had a playoff game as well. I have no idea.
And everybody's watching this, so don't worry about it.
Anyways, go ahead.
What kind of shirts did you bring to Australia?
I brought a shirt to Australia that was blue. It had an Australian flag on it, and it just said, get drunk. And I just said, this is what happens every time I come to Australia. And I sold, like, an insane amount of t-shirts.
Yeah,
that's great.
I could not believe
it.
Nice. Just pandering to them.
Just like 10 bucks each, or
20.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
nice.
That'll pay for those expensive beers, right?
Yeah, that pays for your your beer.
Every
yeah.
t-shirt
so
you sell.
How many Australian dollars was that?
Well,
there was a New Zealand exit because they see that Australia.
That is, yeah. Well, wow, you really nailed it.
No. There's like really small satellites, like New Zealand. How much was that? And then, like, how much was that?
Yeah, they are.
You know, the Australians are a little more like bigger, harsher consonants, and then the New Zealand's the softer ones. They're kind of like puny. Like, we don't want to be near you guys.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
aggressive. You used to be prisoners.
I have an Irish friend. She can't pronounce the THs. That's the ting, she always
says.
That's
because she's so drunk.
That's the ting. Are you sure she's not Jamaican? Jamaican.
It's not the accent. It's her alcohol
intake. Alcoholism.
Oh, that's the ting right there. The
so,
alcohol.
On the road, do you encounter a lot of hecklers? And like?
I don't get a lot of hecklers. I mean, you've seen my act. My act is like loud and kind of aggressive.
Right.
So I don't get a ton of it. Sometimes what I do is because I like to kind of mess with attractive women on stage.
Right.
Every once in a while, I get a drunk guy who tries to show me that he's more important than I am. And by the way, he is because he's the one with the fucking hot chick, not me. And usually I don't get heckled a lot. I feel like a lot of comics are always worried about being heckled.
Right.
And I think people need to realize it doesn't, the better the clubs you play, the less it happens.
Right.
Because they police it.
Definitely.
And if it does happen, the crowd is on your side for the most part. So you have.
Unless you're an angry comic who's attacking the audience or a subject matter.
If
that
you're
might
being
be, yeah.
a dick
yeah.
to them, I think you're asking for it. But
right.
if everyone gets that it's a joke and that they're here to have fun, they're gonna they're the comic's going to win.
Did you hear that Bill Burr rant on Philadelphia? I think it was a few years ago now, maybe, but yeah, I heard it on YouTube recently. He had a 12-minute set. He went off for 11 minutes just off on Philadelphia the entire time. Because I guess they were booing Don Mayerera right before him, and he got pissed, and it was like a five-hour show. I don't know all the details.
No, it was like before him. You can watch it on YouTube. It's very, very funny.
Yeah.
Hey, if someone disrupts the show enough times, like texting, I hate texting. I mean, if you go, I did the summer teen camp. Thank you, Pion. I did the summer teen camp.
Texting right now for the listeners out there.
I did the summer teen camp at the Improv in Hollywood. And these fucking 12-year-old kids, I'm performing for them for
every
$13.
Summer they do this.
They do this.
Did you say that to them?
Yes.
Fucking 12-year-old kids.
It's on my YouTube, youtube.com.
Maybe that's how you lost them.
And because I go on stage and I see six fucking 12-year-olds texting, and I just lost it. And it's on my YouTube, and a couple of people are like, you're a dick. Why are you being such a dick to kids? And I'm like, it's 90. The show's 90 minutes.
Right.
There's 12 comics on. It's L.A. It means they're good comics. Turn your phones off. And I just went nuts. I hate the text. It kills me.
Maybe they were saying, oh my God, Michael Costa's on. I love him.
If that's the case, fine. But what also happens in L.A. is you follow famous people, like Dane Cook will go on for 85,000 minutes, and then you'll go up and do your 8-minute set. And while you're on, everyone's texting, I just saw Dane Cook.
Right.
Come on.
It should be like what they do at movie previews. No cell phones allowed in the theater. And then they actually like do a they have a security guard who scans you, and they do a line.
The good clubs do that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. But not the shitty ones, which is typically where I'm playing.
Don't bring your phones. If there's an emergency, don't worry. There's nothing you can do anyway.
Arclight is the best. They really make sure that the people aren't fucking around. Of course, you can't stop them, though.
Oh, God, we had
I'm cursed in the movie theaters. I can't even really go. It's the worst. Like, why? I'll either, someone will be talking behind me. Anytime I confront them, it's a situation. Like, it's not even like, oh, I'm sorry. It's never I'm sorry. It's always like, what the fuck's your problem? Like, it's literally like, it's going to be a fight or something. Like, and then if not, they're kicking my chair or they're eating their popcorn too loud. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very,
It sounds like you're an anal retentive piece of shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to ask your friend Dom here to grab me another Blue Moon. Can
hey.
I do that?
Hey, server
hey,
boy.
Dom, turn off your phone as I'm talking, as I'm bitching about people's self. Dom, do you mind grabbing me a Blue Moon? I know. I think it's probably in the refrigerator, which is typically where beer's kept.
I couldn't imagine somebody.
Why am I being mean to him?
Because
I'm out of Blue Moon. It's a perfectly good reason.
I couldn't imagine someone in the comedy crowd ever being upset with Michael Costa now.
I know. No, I'm. I don't like, thank you, Dom. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your suspenders. I haven't seen those in...
Is suspending your belief.
That is Piot's brother, by the way. We're waiting on. We're waiting on Vince Royale.
He's doing the greatest Vince Royale impression I've ever seen.
Speaking of the devil.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're gonna have a little talk.
Oh, get in here.
You're gonna sit right there.
Oh, get in. Sit down.
Unbelievable.
Oh, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
It was an accident, but I got sun dried tomatoes with garlic.
That's why you're late.
Is that your accident?
No. I got this earlier. So if you guys want some pita bread.
Vince, what's up? I'm Michael. Nice to meet you,
hey,
man.
Hey, Mike. Nice to meet you, man.
Michael Costa, Piot.
Piot.
Lower the mic a little. You're too short for that.
Hey.
There you go.
You drove up from Orange County.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Why are you
man?
In Orange County
I
every
left,
day?
I left at 4:30.
I thought you were in North Hollywood now.
I am, but I went to the OC Marketplace to get the pita bread and the sun-dried tomatoes with garlic because it's really good.
I heard they sell that in L.A.
Yeah, or anywhere.
I think a girl is involved in this situation.
I
got a lot of friends there. Nice to live there for four or five years.
Okay. Vince is headlining the Brea Improv on Tuesday.
That's fantastic.
Which you can get on the free guest list at freecomedyshows.com.
Did you start in Orange County?
No, I started back home in the East Coast.
Blue County?
And where was that?
In Jersey City.
In Jersey City. Okay. Okay. I always wonder about people who start out here. Or Jersey City is so close to New York. I started in Michigan. There was so many clubs and there was so much stage time. But people who start here or in New York, I just feel like it'd be so tough.
It is. Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard.
You started out.
Well, the hardest part is the only way to get stage time is open mics.
Sure.
You go to open mics and then they all have weird start times like show up at 7 and get on the list. I show up at 7 and they're like, oh no, sign up time was 5:30. Oh, I'm like, hour and a half before. So next week I go make it. And then it's like, well, it's a raffle. Like, you mean I got a raffle with 40 guys to get on a 25 list and then not even get on the list, or worse, get on the number 25 spot.
Or it's the week following.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you got a number 7, you're on number 7 next week.
Well, and technically, I developed here because when I first moved here, I was only like 2-3 months in. But when I did, there wasn't any open mics in Orange County. So I would take the bus.
You started one, right?
Yeah, I started
at the coffee shop.
At the coffee shop in
Smart. That's the smart thing to do, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, there's no open mics here. So I would take the bus 2 hours from Orange County to LA to do 5 minutes at like the Sunset Grill.
Right.
Yeah.
Vince won the funniest comic in SoCal contest. He's really good. Is that show still going at Max Bloom's? Did someone take it over when you left?
Yeah, I had like 3 kids take it over. First it was Dave Nunes and then Nick Petrillo, and now it's like, when I first started it, I had like,
this motherfucker shows up late and puts food right in his mouth.
He's like, I know how to podcast. This is cool.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, dude. I told them before you got here, I'm going to fuck with him so bad.
This is so good.
When I first moved to LA,
you can taste it through your ears, can't you, ladies and gentlemen?
I had been on Comedy Central before I moved. I'd done a show called Live at Gotham, which some people know, some people don't. I don't say that as I'm bragging. I say that because
Gotham City.
When I got here, I thought that that would like help me get on stage, right? Because it was like a somewhat decent TV credit. So I went to the Comedy Store on a Sunday night. I signed up at 6.
Yeah.
And they tell you at 7 if you're on. And I didn't make it. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't make it. So I go watch the show. And a homeless guy had signed up, and he didn't want to do comedy. He just wanted to use the fucking bathroom. So I signed up. I had been on TV. I'd been paid before to do comedy. It wasn't like I was brand new.
Right.
And I am watching, and they call this guy's name. He's not coming. I doesn't have any act. He's in the bathroom washing his feet, taking a shit. I mean, I'm like, is this really how it is? Yes, this is how it fucking is.
Did you go up?
I didn't go up. I didn't have a spot.
I'm homeless, Sam.
I didn't have a spot. That would have been great to have gone up. Yeah.
And these are for 3-minute spots, mind you, right?
3-minute spots, and no one's laughing, and it's all comics sitting in the back going, this guy's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You know, anyways.
Comedy
But you guys should do comedy, those who are listening.
Yeah, it's a great profession.
Should it's aim fun. That people eat homeless people now.
Yeah. I know.
Is that what you're eating?
Just get some bath salts and go to town.
This is sun-dried tomato, garlic, and homeless Tom.
That's a rich guy.
Have you done New York a lot, or mostly cross?
I've only as only guest spots, which I really love performing in New York. The Comic Strip Live always works me when I'm in town. That's thank God for that, because it's hard to get spots there. Holy shit, man.
Oh, I heard there's like, you can go up like a bunch of times in a night.
There's 14 comedy clubs in Manhattan, but Vince would know more about it than I would.
How is it?
I mean, there's a lot of comics in L.A. There's probably 5,000 more comics in New York.
Everyone's a fucking comic.
Damn.
Right? Yeah.
But you know what? At least they're not walking around with their headshots, though.
Yeah.
But the LA thing, New York, all the clubs are really close, so you can just jump and you can do 3 sets in a night.
You can, but you know what? I was doing that for a while, and you go broke quick. Mm-hmm. You got to hop in the cab, get in the subway.
Yeah. Unless you're getting a very good paid spot, yeah.
And then $5 to get on. I'm like, it's the same shit.
You tell them you're an L.A. comic, and the last thing they'll do is put you up.
I mean, they don't
there's
like
such
it.
An L.A. vibe. I mean,
it's like the rap scene.
Yeah, it's like the rap scene. New York, I do think New York is tremendous. The beauty of New York from a writing standpoint is you're constantly interacting with people you would never interact with. Right. In LA, you pick who you interact with.
And you're in a bubble here.
In a bubble. That's how I am. I'm in my car. I'm not going to interact with that crazy Korean family over there.
Yeah.
In New York, you're sitting next to him on the bus. You have no choice.
You don't like kimchi?
You have to, yeah. There's more social interaction. And over here, it's like, you know.
Get your juices going and get your creative juices going. You know, like if I'm sitting at an office all day, I have a job, a regular job. Then I come home and then I'm doing this podcast, worrying about that, booking shows. And it's hard. I don't have all this outside, you know, stuff going on. So it's a lot of times it's hard to be creative.
What's your day job?
I help with websites at a real estate company.
Yeah.
Like I build some comedy websites as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered building a galactic empire?
No, Mr. Palpatine.
Cool. It's a grind, dude. It's a grind to do comedy and try to make a living in comedy. You got to have a day job for many, many years. And then I know comics that have a day job and then decide to quit their day job and do comedy. And then sometimes they have to go back to having a day. It's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
The hardest part for me was like I struggled. I had to get a day job. I still have a day job. And then it turned out that my day job switched my schedule, so I had a night job.
Mm.
So now all my spots were gone.
Yeah.
And it was like almost a whole year where I did barely any stand-up because it was like I was working all night and I couldn't find another job. And it was horrible because then you get super depressed and then I'm like, oh, well, then I'll stay at home and write a lot. So you compensate for
right.
that.
Yeah, and it's sad sometimes I see comics that were on TV like Comedy Central or VH1. And then, you know, comedy doesn't pay them that much, so they go back to working, like, at Best Buy.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know you. I've seen you for
I got recognized off of YouTube at my job. I'm like, oh, my God, you're the guy off of YouTube. I'm like, yeah, and that's really embarrassing.
Yeah, you need an 11 and a half instead of a 12? Yeah,
exactly. So the best thing to do is probably balance it out with prostitution.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think it's the best way to do it.
Let's start right now.
Because you know they haven't seen you on YouTube because they don't have internet access.
Exactly.
All right, guys.
I don't know what that means.
I have a quiz for you guys.
Yeah, I noticed that there's pieces of paper here. Yeah,
everyone,
1, 2, 3.
I figured we'll wait till Vince gets here.
I almost just filled it out, not even
yeah,
knowing what the
answer is. Yeah, don't fill it out until
okay.
you
Number one, I love ice cream.
You guys have the chance to win. I've done this the last 2 weeks. A Mr. Hanky doll. This is a limited edition. They don't make it anymore.
I got one of
Maybe
those.
There's a reason they don't
well,
make
you're going to get another one if you win.
It's a piece of shit is what it is, literally, right?
It is a piece of shit.
Oh, I thought it was a tissue, like Mr.
So
Hanky.
Here's what I would do next time you do this podcast, which is next week.
Yes.
Tell the person who sits in my seat to wear a snowsuit and hat and gloves. I am freezing right now.
I'm sorry about that,
blowing
Costa.
Directly into me.
Well, you know
this is bullshit.
You know
I was on Live at
right
Gotham
now?
12
right
years
now,
ago.
Now, the cat pee is being
nice.
Drawn out from the room into the air conditioning, so all I'm getting is this warm
cat
pee.
Finally, the truth comes out. It took 3 episodes, but the cat pee and the blizzard temperature
is
here
cold.
Is out.
It is cold.
What's your cat's name, Brian?
Bozoon.
Bozoon.
Bozoon. That sounds like someone got high and named their cat.
I actually inherited the cat. All right, guys. You ready for question number one? Whoever wins this is going to get some major shit here. Number one, spell resemblance.
What?
Don't look at each other's answers. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
You ready, Vince?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, which city of these five that I'm about to name is furthest west?
Okay.
San Diego, Houston, Lake Tahoe, Los Angeles, or Albuquerque? Which one is furthest
west?
Yes, yeah, San Diego.
From what starting point?
On the map, furthest west.
I mean, if you're in Tokyo, how does...
Furthest west on the map. Stop making loopholes in my questions. San Diego, Houston, Lake Tahoe, Los Angeles, or Albuquerque?
Okay, got it.
All right, now this next one is experimental. I'm about to pull up Skype, and we're going to call my mother. And
you know, I've got her on right now, actually, if you need her. Hello.
I need to enter her number here. And basically, we're going to ask her how many people she thinks I've slept with. And I want you guys to write down your answer of what you think my mom will say. How many people I've slept with. I'm not going to give the answer away. It's not for that sort
sure,
of thing.
Sure, it's what we think your mom is going to
say. What you think my mom will say.
Okay.
How old are you? Can I ask you that?
41.
You're 41?
Yeah.
You look like you're 50.
Thank you.
How many people will your mom think you've slept with? Have you spoken to your dad today?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Actually,
it would be really weird if you don't speak to your dad and you call and you're like, "Mom, you're live."
Did you guys?
No, I haven't said it yet. 41.
I'm okay, ready to it. Go.
You ready, Vince? Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, let's start with the answers.
Okay. Yeah. Let's
number
see.
One, what did you put? How'd you spell it, Michael?
Fuck you, Brian.
Is that how you spell it?
That's what I wrote.
So you were embarrassed that you don't spell well. Okay, so that's zero for Michael.
I'm actually doing everything I can to not take a figurine of shit.
Yes, I gotcha. Everyone else has been dying to have one of these. You should have seen Melissa. She almost did shit on that couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What about you?
Here, I'll try it for
R-E-S-E-M-B-L-A-N-C-E.
You copied off mine.
You both spelled it that way?
I didn't know what
is
else
that
to
wrong?
Do.
It's correct.
Is it wrong?
Okay, good. That's what I
so
was.
I was spelling it the other day. This is embarrassing. I put E-N-C-E, and I was thinking everyone's going to think it's E-N-C-E. Nobody did.
Semblance is French.
Number two, what city, Costa?
I wrote Fresno, but then I realized you didn't even say Fresno,
right.
So I just put L.A. I actually think L.A. is more west than San Diego.
Piat?
I put Lake Tahoe because I thought I heard that somewhere.
Vince?
L.A.
It's Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe.
It's what, more west?
It yep. is. If it's, you look at the map, you know how like, California goes like
California
this?
California goes down, yeah.
It's over here, and Lake Tahoe's right on the yeah. point.
Oh, my God. I never would have
yeah.
thought that.
Yeah, that's why I used
it. Went to a bachelor party in Lake Tahoe last year. By the way, huge fan of admitting that I go to bachelor parties.
He's a huge fan.
That's a fun little city over there. Holy
Tahoe?
Shit. Yeah.
I went once when I was a kid with my great. Family, and we all got lice.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Was that a bad Chinese joke?
No, it's true.
We all got rice. It was horrible. They're all sticky.
All right, let's call my mom, even though I don't even think it matters.
Do you want me to ask her like Ray Romano?
Hey, mom. Hey, how you doing? This is Ray. What's there to do in Lake Tahoe?
The beach is there. The water's awesome.
They're skiing.
They're skiing.
Can you kayak?
Hang on. Hi, mom? Mom? That's not my mom.
That's the prostitute you called a couple nights
no,
ago.
No, what the hell is going on
Hello?
Here?
Hello?
Give me a second, guys. Talk amongst yourselves for
you
one
want,
second.
You want the massage?
Yeah, I want the massage. Give it to me on the calf.
Oh, yeah. I know
not
what I did
the,
wrong.
Not on the young cow on the calf.
That's pretty hilarious. Funny. You just called a random number.
I didn't.
You know
I was
what?
One number off.
But you should do that from now on.
Yeah.
Just call
how
a random
people
number.
Did I sleep
Hero?
With?
How many people have I Hero? Slept with?
Hero?
Do you remember that time I got rice?
I don't know if she's even going to hear us. That lady didn't seem to hear us. All right. Let me talk.
Question.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah. What?
How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just walking into Andy's house, honey.
Okay, well, I have a question before you walk in.
Sure,
are you
go
ready?
For it. Yeah.
How many people do you think I've slept with?
Oh, shoot. I have no clue.
You have to.
What? I know. I realize I am. I have no clue, sweetheart.
Well, you have to throw a guess out. We have a quiz going on here, and we have to see who guessed closest.
Our lives depend on it.
Are you sure? Are you sure you remember?
Just tell me how many you think I've slept with. Can you please just come up with a number?
Okay. 25.
Wow.
Wow. Your mom thinks you're a whore.
Okay, Mom. Thanks.
I want to know if I win.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Yeah. You win.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
Is the winner.
Yes.
Call a friend. Did I win?
Well, I thought she was going to try to be funny. Like
160.
You know,
what'd you put?
I put the opposite of 41, which is 14.
What'd you put, Vince?
I put
very
eight.
Creative.
Eight.
Eight.
Piot got 3 for 3, guys.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what it's all about, man. Can give it to my assistant right over there.
There we go.
Yeah, look at her.
It is cute, actually.
Yeah, now it's you just, want it, don't
I do
you?
Want it. I wish I hadn't written Fuck You, Brian. I have no clue how to spell resemblance.
All right, so that's the quiz.
I got one.
That was fun. It was fun. Your mom sounds really nice.
She's very sweet. She's the best
like,
mom ever.
No, what's is that? It's the Eastern accent.
She's from New Jersey, but she's been here since she was a kid. I don't think there's much of an accent.
Huh. Oh, really? But, your mom's from Jersey?
Yeah. You're from Jersey, right?
Yeah.
What part?
Jersey City.
Nice.
I'm north.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we could end it now. I know you got a show or something.
I gotta go.
And then I was thinking maybe we could do some bonus material and get some voices
yeah,
and stuff if you want.
Sure.
All right, so let me just, we'll fade out so it's professional real here, right here. I'll do my best.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Thank you,
Brian.
Vince,
nice meeting you.
Nice hanging out with you guys.
Nice meeting you.
Episode 3 in the can.
Episode 3.
003 as it is on the site. That's important.